Knitting Bones by Monica Ferris. Narrated by Connie Crawford. Chapter 1. Fall's brilliant colors had faded. Threadbare Halloween was standing tall, waving gnarled fingers from every tree in Excelsior. Betsy Devonshire loved autumn, but business had kept her from a leaf excursion this year. She couldn't even enjoy its brilliant colors in her shop much longer. The needlework patterns of bright-colored leaves, jack-o'-lanterns, and witches would make way for the Christmas displays the day after Halloween. Such was the way of the commerce world. The fall stuff had been picked back around the 4th of July. The Christmas offerings had been planned before school started. One of the sad parts of owning a retail business was that the owner was always thinking a season or two ahead. Right now, Betsy was browsing through a catalog from Lantern Moon, which made beautiful baskets. Betsy liked to use their baskets to display needlework products in her shop, and she also carried their baskets for sale, especially the sea reed rice baskets, with their fold-in tops, very handy for carrying projects. Baskets made great Christmas gifts. But Lantern Moon was now also carrying knitting needles made of ebony, rosewood, and coconut palm, and needle cases made of silk, and Betsy was happy to add these items to her order. They would look nice next to a basket full of wool and silk yarns in winter colors of deep green, wine, and gold. She was totting up the cost with a little sigh when her door sounded its two notes. She looked up to see her good friend and steady customer, Jill Cross Larson. Holding on to Jill's hand was Jill's daughter, Emma, just going on 2. Mother and daughter were equally fair, but Jill's hair was...